I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we travel down Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks offices. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, I imagine with the weather, if anything, maybe a few waterfowl hunters out and probably not even shore fishermen.
Yeah, it's been pretty slow. The duck hunters have been out, and I think they've been doing reasonably well. There's some migratory ducks, you know, down in the region right now, and they're shooting some of those. And we took a look around Thompson on Monday, and a lot of the sloughs were holding some ducks. We didn't see any really big congregations around there, but I think the guys that are finding fields to hunt geese are doing pretty well too. I've heard of a few good reports of some field hunts for Canada's. So I think the waterfowl hunting has been pretty decent for this time of year. Of course, temperatures aren't representative of what you typically get for this time of year, so it feels like late October.
Well, I think a couple areas, that Stonebridge area shore casting, or the very northwest end of Lake Ponset, and it could be Sinai, it could be Thompson. There's a number of places to cast, Oakwood Lakes or Campbell. So this is a time of year for fall shore casting also.
Yeah, and once again, I didn't see very many people out. There was only one other person. I tried the Highway 81 grade on Sunday night and picked up a few decent walleyes, 15 to 18 inches, and lost a bigger one, along with a few white bass. So that was decent. Haven't really heard much else other than the Big Sioux River. People who've been going out to Flandreau Dam, and I did hear a report of down by Sioux Falls, have been picking up fish, and that's a daytime bite there, just casting jigs and big twisters. But I would think that there should be some good shore fishing opportunity up in the northern part of the area, and then even further south into Minnehaha County. South Island Lake looked really good for large walleyes, so that might be an excellent place.
Well, thank you, Dave Lucchese, out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks offices. Thank you. Well, now we travel down to Hamlin County. Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen, and as far as fishing, weather permitting, is Ponset about the only lake getting pressure?
Yeah, the weather this last week down, it was just not in that fisherman's favor. But the areas that I did find people that were out trying their luck, definitely was going to be Ponset. Success was definitely down. Just nothing really worked out for many of the guys that were out trying. But if people want to get out, before it gets too cold, Ponset would be a good area to go. Guys are seen, pulling out, a handful of smaller walleyes, a fair amount of perch, and then a few bonus crappies still. So,
well, I think this time of the year, that Stonebridge area for casting, even maybe the Hog's Back over there at Lake Albert, maybe the North Shoreline at Clear Lake, or maybe even some of that Mary John or Lake Norton, this time of the year, fall casting could be good in all those places for walleyes.
Yep, you're definitely right there, Don. This fall time is just as good, if not better, than some of that spring fishing. On them shorelines, them fish are going to come up shallow and seek that warmth in this area. Hog's Back, that would be a good area to try. I haven't been down there in a while, but that would be another good area to try. Both John and Mary would also be really good spots, so those are definitely some good areas. I know Stonebridge has been seeing quite a few people down there with the right wind, this last week, and just didn't work out in their favor. So,
and ducks, you holding good duck numbers right now?
Yeah, I would definitely say that the western part of the county is definitely holding the majority of the ducks. We got a few over here by us mining around that Mickelson area, but the fair amount that can be seen is definitely in that western part. So,
okay.
If guys are looking to get out, definitely some good opportunity there.
Well, Dan Sternhagen, Game Fish and Parks Office out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks, biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and I imagine we might as well talk more waterfowl than fishing up in your neck of the woods. What's happening with the duck and goose hunters?
Yeah, you know, I think the duck numbers have dropped off a little bit since last weekend. It looked like we had some movement out of the area, and then hopefully we get some movement back into it. But, you know, people were doing pretty fair on the ducks, you know, shooting somewhat of a mixed bag, a few mallards here and there, a few teal. But overall, you know, I would say we're still in a waiting pattern for the really good duck hunting to come pretty soon, hopefully. Goose numbers kind of looking the same as they've been for a while. You know, we're still seeing a few geese being shot, but overall, you know, I'd say it's nowhere near what we had a few years ago, but there's still some geese being shot.
Well, this time of the year, people can find their favorite spots or try new spots for shore casting for walleyes. So water temps in the 50s, so it's time to think about that also.
Yeah, if we get some nice weather, I expect to see, you know, a fair number of people start doing some casting from shore in the evenings. Good time of year to do it. Hopefully the weather cooperates and we'll get to see people out there. But Traverse is a, you know, traditional spot for big fish, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of people heading up to that area. Wall Bay, Bitter Lake, Enemy Swim, pretty much any of our lakes, you're going to have a good chance of catching a big fish in the fall.
Last question, Brian, that Grenville grade, it's popular in the spring. Does it produce fish in the fall?
Yeah, it would. There's not as many people doing it, but you find that little bit of flowing water, and yeah, you have an opportunity to catch some nice walleyes on there.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks, Conservation Officer Kyle Lenzner, and fishing, I imagine that's kind of with the weather we've had, it's probably been from shore at all, and maybe no boats out lately.
Yeah, a lot, but if anybody's out fishing, they're out shore fishing for the most part. I haven't even seen a lot of those guys, but there are a few guys that are still fishing, and I think you'll even see that go down a little bit once we get some more ducks to move into the area and once the pheasant season opens up here. So,
do you think maybe we've had a little push of ducks with this inclement weather?
I think we've, this week here, the last couple days, I've seen a few more ducks move into the area than what there was last weekend.
And pheasants, of course, this kind of area, you don't see them out and about, but it seems like between Hamlin or Clark or Day County, it just seems like if you're out waterfowl hunting, you're hearing a little bit more crowing this year.
Yeah, guys have mentioned that they're hearing more of that cackling going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like some of the youth hunters here last weekend actually did pretty good and seen quite a few birds. So I would expect a decent pheasant season up in this area.
Have you seen much for crops out in your travels?
They were starting to take the crops out, and then we started getting this kind of cruddy weather that we've had here that just won't go away, and it's really put a halt to the harvest.
Yeah. Seen any flocks of snow geese?
I have not seen any snow geese yet.
Okay. Well, it's going to get better.
Yep, I would say here in the next couple weeks we should start seeing some more of the waterfowl move into the area.
Well, Kyle Lenzner out of the Watertown Game Fish and Parks office, thank you. Now we head up to Grant County, Milbank, South Dakota. Jamie Peckelder with the Game Fish and Parks. And weather permitting, perch fishing, walleye fishing on Big Stone, how's that been going?
Perch fishing still good, you know, if you can pick those days. We haven't had many of them lately. And then the guys are still picking some walleyes up. I've seen a few more in the evenings after dark. Guys casting from shore, getting some, jigging minnow, or just throwing like a mimic minnow, something like that.
Okay.
They are getting some.
Is that mainly the shore casting that you're aware of on the south end?
Yeah, that's about it. I think there's still, you know, there's a few guys that are incidentally catching a few walleye along with perch fishing, but what I've seen the best just on the very south end.
Is the groups of boats, are they moving north or south? Are they still in the middle of the lake?
Yeah, they're kind of scattered around a bit, but predominantly in that middle portion of the lake. You'll see, you know, depending upon the wind, you know, if we got a south wind, you'll see more of them north. If we have a northwest yeah. wind, you'll see more of them south.
Well, geese, Wilmot to the power plant to Lake Albert, what have you seen lately?
Just starting to see a few more geese hanging into that Albert area, and there's a few showing up that up there by Bullhead. Haven't seen much at the power plant yet. Usually don't see a big influx of those until things start to freeze up real good.
Any trout fishing activity at the quarry?
Oh, last time I was there, you could see some swimming around, but I haven't seen anybody fishing there for quite some time.
Okay. Well, Jamie Peck, Elder Conservation Officer out of Grant County, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we're talking to Jacob Christensen, King Brook Pro Pheasant Fall Fundraiser. And Jacob, tell us all about it.
All right, so this year we're hosting our annual fundraiser in Arlington at the Arlington Fire Hall. It'll be a great night of food, fun, and fellowship with fellow hunters and families alike. Kids are encouraged to come. Meal will be served by 1481 Grill. It's going to be a beef brisket sandwich with sides. We've got a gun raffle going on. If you want more information on that, check us out on Facebook at King Brook Pro Pheasant, or you can give me a call at 605-203-0982. We've got plenty of guns to give away. Happy hour starts at 6, meals at 7, and live auction and giveaways start at about 8 o'clock. So, like I said, any questions, you can feel free to call me, Jacob Christensen, at 605-203-0982.
Jacob, good luck with this year's banquet and fundraiser.
Thank you very much, Don.
Well, now we head over to Clark County and talking to Conservation Officer Zach Thompson. And a little bit of white stuff maybe in some parts of Clark County this morning?
Yeah, it's this morning's been pretty good. We've been getting a lot of moisture. The rain seemed to be kicking in quite a bit, and then everything turned to snow early this morning, a little bit of sleet last night. But it depends on where you're at in the county. Clark area is not sticking too well, but you get up in that north of Raymond, the northwest and northern part, and the western, very western part, and we definitely got snow on the ground, and everything's white.
Even up in that part of the county, is there pretty good water in the sloughs and waterfall around?
There's the waterfall, I wouldn't say so much, but there isn't very many fields out up in the northwest part of the county right now, so if you find the waterfall, they're all going to be in the same area and go hitting the same field up. You might get lucky and find a couple little sloughs around them. The ducks are holding on and hunt each one of them, but right now field hunting's pretty hard up in that northwest part, and with this moisture coming in, it's going to be difficult to get more of this corn out. So it's going to be interesting the next couple of weeks if all these ducks make it south.
In your travels, have you seen any flocks of snow geese at all or northern mallards coming in?
I haven't seen any snow geese yet. Heard rumor of a couple specks getting in the area. Otherwise, mallards, I'd say south of 212. Not so much. I think most of the birds that we have right now are all holed north on the north end of the county, and opportunity up there is a lot better. The fields I've found on my travels where there's ducks and geese going in the fields are typically up in that northern part of the county right now, and in the day, you know, we're into Spink County a little bit.
Well, Zach Thompson out of the Clark County Game, Fish, and Parks Office, thank you. Now we head up to Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Don Soderlund. And as far as migration, water conditions at Sand Lake, what's it all looking like?
Water conditions on the refuge itself are looking good. You know, we released water during the summer, and now we've closed the gates and flooded that vegetation that grew up and all those mudflats that were created this summer. And that vegetation is mostly smartweed, which is excellent food for the ducks and provides great habitat. And so we've got thousands and thousands of pintails, mallards, and greenwing teal on the refuge right now. It's tough to see them, though, because of the cover. And if you're lucky enough to drive by when an eagle flies over, you'll see a black cloud that you might think is blackbirds. It's actually ducks swarming around a little bit, and then they'll go right back down into feeding.
Well, as far as North Dakota, whether they have snow on the ground like places around Sand Lake does, how is the migration, any idea how the migration is progressing up there?
Yeah, from what I've heard, my contacts in North Dakota is that the migration has been in really well here in the last 10 days. They've gotten snow much earlier than we did and has pushed ducks. And so they've had some pretty good hunting. You know, they're shooting some snow geese and mallards and doing good field hunting. So they've been real happy with what's going on up there in North Dakota. They've had a good start to their season.
And it's kind of weird because of Brown County all the way up to Manitoba and probably west, it's been pretty dry, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Outside of Sand Lake Refuge itself, Brown County's as dry as it's been in most of the county for 15 or more years. You know, there's pockets in the county that did get some heavy rains throughout the summer, and those areas might be about the same or maybe even a little up from last year, but overall, it's dry and not looking good for habitat for this fall for duck hunters or ducks. But that dryness is part of the transition of these wetlands, and as they dry up, just like on the refuge I explained, the vegetation will grow up, and if we get a good snowy winter or a wet spring, we'll really have some prime habitat come next year or whatever year it does happen.
Well, Don Soderlund up at Sand Lake, we look forward and hopefully for every week now through Freeze Up, do some interviews each and every Thursday on 950's Outdoors. Now on the phone we have Zach Hunke, and he's talking about the Dakota Sportsman annual steak fry, and how many annual years will this be, Zach?
This is the 14th annual steak fry.
And when is it? Where is it?
October 19th, and it's at 5 o'clock is when the happy hour starts, and dinner at 6.
Tickets the same,
$20? $20 a ticket, and this year we're doing all steaks with a couple of sides.
And it'll be at the American Legion Club, and for folks not aware of that, it's on West Highway 212, and do you have some good prizes people can buy some chances for this year?
Absolutely. Just for the dinner ticket, enters Ian for a chance at three prizes, with the grand prize being a Winchester SXP pump, 12-gauge shotgun. And we've got second place of $100 in Watertown bucks and third place in some women's jewelry.
Usually a fundraiser for Dakota Sportsmen is an ice castle. Do you have one of those this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We went with a really nice ice castle again this year. We picked blue in color. We had some Jacks fans on our board, so.
Okay.
But it's a really nice unit. It'll work out great for around here.
Well, Zach, how can they get a hold of you if anybody has questions?
We've got a Facebook page for Dakota Sportsmen. Otherwise, I can be contacted on my cell, 605-881-6745.
Zach Hunke with Dakota Sportsmen, their annual steak fry, Friday, October 19th at the American Legion in Watertown.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.